Good morning. It is a great day to be here. When I got to early service this morning, I didn't realize that my letter was going to be here for you all to read, so I won't read that to you other than to say Francis was somebody special to me, and I believe to my kids as well as all of yours, and how proud I am of what he did and of my kids and what they're doing in their life. A couple others that touched my life that I'd like to share with you just a little bit. A couple of them are here, and one of them is not. But I joined this church when I was 19 years old, and she was the cause of that. But I'm glad she did. When I joined this church, Mike and Brenda were here working with the youth group, and I was fortunate enough to be able to participate with that. And they touched my life that is still, I believe, affecting me today. Mike made it cool to be a young man and a Christian at the same time, and I appreciate you guys for that very much. Somebody else that I believe touched my life, maybe not directly, but through someone else, was Maxine Griffey. The talents that she shared and love that she gave through Terry Lane, I'm very fortunate from, because Terry shared those with me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate being able to work with him. During the youth dinners and stuff, and the sharing that he did with me, something that I'll keep for my life. There's many, many other people in the congregation that are touching lives, have touched lives, and are touching lives still today, and you can be one of those, and I'm sure you are. So you can share that with others through your loving, through your giving, and through your faith here at First Church. Thank you.
Isn't he a good man? I am very blessed in my life.
If you would all please grab your blue hymn books and stand, we're going to sing together, Standing on the Promises, found on page number 374.